such a great song to talk about faith tonight. God is faithful, and that's where we always need to start with faith. Good choice of a song for our sermon song for tonight. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. From Genesis 15 and Hebrews 11, a verse each. From Genesis 15, Abraham believed the Lord, and the Lord credited to Abraham as righteousness. And from Hebrews 11, verse 11, by faith Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because Abraham considered the Lord faithful who had made the promise. These are the words of our Lord. It's an age-old story, you know, the cliffhanger. The man who was walking along the path and he lost his balance and started to fall and desperately was grasping for things and grabbed onto the root of the tree. And as he's hanging there onto the root of the tree, he looks down and it's a long ways down. And he looks up and it's a long ways up. And he decides he's not going to get out of this by himself. And so he calls out and he looks up to the sky and he says, "Is anyone up there? Is there a God in heaven? Get me out of this mess and I'll do anything that you tell me." And as the story goes, a booming voice comes from heaven and says, "Yes, I am here. All you have to do is have faith in me. Just let go and I'll catch you in my hands and you'll be safe." And the man thinks for a moment, and he looks down again, and he looks up again, and he looks up to heaven and says, "Is anyone else up there?" Yeah, it's meant to be funny, but it's really not, is it? I'm glad you laughed. It's meant to be funny, but it really packs a punch as we talk about faith and faithfulness. It gives us, actually, three lessons that are very, very helpful for us to know, three law messages that apply to me. I think that probably apply to you. It applies to all of us as this man demonstrates this. First of all, as the man is there, he is going to try everything on his own. He looks up. Nope, no way of going up. Looks down. I can't do anything on my own. Well, as a last resort, after I've tried everything else, now I'll try God. Is that how God wants us to live our lives? As he's the last resort, of course he's always the first resort. And then what does he do? Is anybody up there? He bargains with them. I'll do anything that you tell me. Just rescue me. And a bargaining with God. You know what often happens with the bargaining, right? God does rescue us, and then we forgot what the promise was, or we don't keep the promise, or whatever it might be, and bargaining with God does no good. And then finally, the last law message that's there is when God says, "Have faith, just let go, I'll catch you, I'll protect you," then the idolatry really shows. Is anybody else up there? And wants some other kind of a solution, some other kind of option. These are all the exact opposite of faith. And tonight's scriptures, actually all three of them, speak to us about faith and gives us one individual especially, Abraham, as an example. Abraham as an example of a man of faith. By faith, Abraham at the age of 100 was enabled to become a father because he considered God faithful who had made the promise. And we hear Abram believed the Lord, and the Lord credited to Abraham as righteousness. Abraham lived by faith. Wait a minute. Do you know the story of Abraham? Abraham lived by faith, but not by his faith. Twice, Abraham tried to give away Sarah, his wife, saying that she was his sister. First of all to Pharaoh, and then later on to Abimelech. Abraham, in tonight's scripture reading, God has promised Abraham a son's going to be born to you, and Abraham says, "Oh, that Eliezer, my servant, might be the heir, because I haven't had a son yet." Abraham, in the next chapter, in chapter 16 of Genesis, Sarah gives her handmaid Hagar to Abraham. You know the story. And Hagar has this child. It's Ishmael. And Abraham even wants Ishmael to be that child of promise, even though God has said, no, 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 it's not going to be that. It's going to be through Sarah and you. Abraham is a man of faith, but not because of Abraham. Abraham is a great example of faith in that faith is not what Abraham did. Faith is what God did through Abraham, for Abraham, in spite of Abraham. And such good news. Such good news for us. Because so often people will talk about, how much faith do you have? Or they'll talk about, you just need to have more faith. You just need to, as if it's something that we do, or something that we deserve, or something that we need to do, and the focus is on us. But each time that the Scriptures talk about faith, particularly Genesis 15, particularly Hebrews 11, particularly these Scriptures that we're reading tonight, the focus is not on the person who is living that faith. The focus is on God who comes in and gives that faith. How interesting it is that it talks about the fact that faith is credited to Abraham as righteousness. Credited to Abraham. That means that it's given to him in a very special way. Credited sometimes can be a bookkeeping kind of a term, debits and credits that are there. But this word is talking about a decision that God has made. Credited. Abraham was credited by God, and he believed, and so Abraham received that righteousness. God chose and said, I choose Abraham. You and I are credited with righteousness the same way. God has come and said, I choose you to be my son and my daughter, and I credit you with righteousness. The gift of faith is given to us in that way. It's given as a gift. It's all God-centered. We always run into problems when we start making faith or belief or anything like that something that we do. We always respond to faith. Because God gives us the gift of faith, we can receive the gift of faith, and we live the gift of faith, but it's always God working in them. Abraham is a great example because of how very sinful he was, and very much like our lives, full of sin because of the sin that is in us. And so Paul will write to the Romans, and he will say, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The gift of God, the faith gift, the gift that's given as he gives faith, the crediting of us that he gives is the gift of God, is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Abraham really showed a lack of faith in his life, but God continued to work the gift of faith for him. Faith is a gift, and the gift is in the object, not the person. Let me see if I can explain that, and it's kind of a weak example, but let me use it anyway. Tonight, after this worship service, you're going to walk back out to that parking lot, and you're going to have a key in your hand, and you have faith in that key. It's going to unlock your car, right? And you have faith in that key that it's going to start that car, and you have faith in the engine that it's going to keep running. You have faith in that air conditioner that when you turn that on, it's going to work. You have faith in the radio that when you turn that on, you have faith in the tires that they're not going to blow out on you as you go home. You have faith in all those kinds of things. Now, that doesn't say anything about you. It says something about your vehicle. It says something about the reliability of your vehicle, the trustworthiness of your vehicle. And if that vehicle doesn't start and it doesn't do those things, you're not going to trust it. You're not going to have it anymore. A weak example. But transfer this now over to the object of saving faith, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the object of that faith that's given to you as a gift. And it's all what Jesus Christ has done that comes and changes our lives and our hearts to receive that gift of faith and changes our way of thinking to where now we want to love and serve Him and do the things that He would have us to do. It's what Jesus has done for us, and it's His way of giving to us that gracious gift and changing our lives. Next weekend, we've got a couple of baptisms. I was kind of hoping they'd be this weekend because baptism is a great example, especially infant baptism. How much does that little baby do to receive faith? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. All that baby, well, we won't talk about what the baby can do, but all that that baby can do is do things that he needs or she needs help with. But the gift of faith is given freely. God gives us the gift of faith. And He reminds us in many different ways of how that Abraham believed the Lord and it was credited to him for righteousness. We believe the Lord and it's credited to us for righteousness. He gave to Abraham a way to remember that. He says, Abraham, not Eliezer. Eliezer isn't going to be your heir. I'm going to give you a son from Sarah. You and Sarah are going to have a son. And we know from the scriptures that Isaac was born. And that Isaac then was that child of promise. And as we had in our liturgy just a little few moments ago, that Jesus is the fulfillment of that, of course. Well, God wanted to help Abraham to remember that promise. And so He says, Abraham, go outside of your tent and look up at the stars and then see if you can count them. Oh, no, you can't. And what's the promise? So shall your descendants be. So will all your children be. Abraham didn't even have a son yet. He didn't even have Isaac yet. And yet, every time Abraham looked at the stars, what was the reminder? So shall your family be. Now, we've got one up on Abraham. Actually, we got more than one up. We have a great advantage over Abraham. Abraham lived always looking forward to the promise being fulfilled. We live looking backwards because the promise has been fulfilled in Jesus. We have a great advantage in the gift of faith that God has given to us and the message that He gives to us. We have a great advantage as we share that gift of faith with others. Those that don't have that assurance, those that don't live by faith, those that are still trying to live on their own and are lost. God tells us not necessarily just to look up at the stars, but He gives us many different reminders, many reminders of the gift of faith. I don't know if you can recognize this, but the cross that we have and our stained glass window, Holy Cross Lutheran, all the crosses that we have, many of you with decorative crosses that you wear and so on, obviously one of the things that He gives to us constantly. A great reminder is the daily devotions that we have as we read and study God's Word, and God's Word continually reminds us, you are special. You are my son. You are my daughter. I love you. I care for you. I want the very best for you. Through the waters of holy baptism, I don't know if you think about baptism when it rains. I hope you do. As God showers down His blessings of the beautiful rains that He's given to us, think about your baptism as well and how God daily blesses you with your baptism. In just a few moments, we'll celebrate the Lord's Supper. And as Jesus comes to us in His true body and blood, truly being present here, giving us His body and blood to eat and to drink, to strengthen our faith, and to help us as we live that life for Him. And then, as we continue to gather, as we are tonight, as we continue in that holy habit, that wonderful habit of encouraging one another, of greeting and encouraging and helping one another to grow in our faith, Jesus continues to give to us that precious gift, the precious gift of faith that helps us to receive the gift of faith, that helps us to live our lives of faith in Jesus Christ. By faith, you and I live each and every day. By faith, Jesus Christ continues to live in and with us. By faith, we leave here tonight, going back out into the world to live that faith, to share that faith, and to continue to grow in that faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, our precious Lord and Savior, the one who is faithful and gives us those gracious gifts, in his precious name. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all our understanding keep our hearts and our minds faithful and centered in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.